Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the jury in the trial of a former couple accused of murdering a man in Donegal has finished its second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Searches are continuing for a missing Belfast man who was last seen in Letterkenny. With 476 people in need of an appointment, occupational therapy waiting lists in Donegal have been described as scandalous. And a Donegal deputy has accused a Taoiseach of being disingenuous and attempting to mislead the public. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher. First news this evening, the jury in the trial of a former couple accused of murdering a man in Donegal has finished its second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Alan Vile of Drumanoo Killybegs and Nikita Burns of Carrick Donegal deny murdering 66-year-old Robert Wilkin in June 2023. It's the prosecution's case that Mr. Wilkin was beaten with a rock before being thrown off the cliffs at Slieve League. The jurors who have been considering the evidence for a total of 5 hours and 41 minutes will resume their deliberations tomorrow morning. Searches are continuing for a missing Belfast man who was last seen in Letterkenny. 33-year-old Aaron McKinney was seen exiting a coach in the town at 11 o'clock on Sunday night. He's described as bald with a dark beard and is believed to have been wearing a blue and cream check shirt, dark combat trousers and grey Van trainers. Police say they are growing increasingly concerned. They're appealing to anyone with information on Aaron's whereabouts to contact them on 101. Sinn Féin is calling for an extra 5,000 hospital beds to ease what it's describing as shocking overcrowding in emergency departments. The party received HSE figures showing over 100,000 patients left an ED without being treated last year. INMO figures show over 500 people were in trolleys in hospitals today. Sinn Féin Health spokesperson David Cullinan says the problem has been allowed to exist for too long.
So all of this obviously shows the crisis that we have in our hospitals, the level of overcrowding that we have, so many people, almost thousands on a weekly basis, who are leaving without being seen, who have their surgeries and their appointments cancelled because of the overcrowding in our hospitals, but also the volume of people now almost on a daily basis waiting on hospital trolleys, which is averaging well over 500.
Well, with 476 people in need of an appointment, occupational therapy waiting lists in Donegal have been described as scandalous. 66% of those patients have been waiting over a year. Information provided to Councillor Declan Meehan shows that there are currently 11 vacant occupational therapy posts in Donegal, with two more expected to become vacant by the end of next month. He says the HSC needs to do more to ensure adequate care is provided to people in Donegal.
I think this is just scandalous. I mean, it's one thing after another where we have longer waiting times for each area of healthcare, and this is just another example. As part of that 476 people on the waiting list for occupational therapy across the county, 316 of them are waiting for more than a year, and this is directly linked to the number of vacancies that are currently in Donegal when it comes to OT posts. There's currently 11, with two more expected to become vacant before the end of April. So we have 13 vacancies in occupational therapy in Donegal. It's just completely unacceptable. There's no sense of urgency in the HSE about remedying this. And meanwhile, people are waiting for inordinate amounts of time for basic services under OT.
And this, you outlined, has a serious knock-on effect in terms of the care being provided, but there's so many different elements relating to occupational therapy assessments, say, relating to housing adaptation grants as well.
Absolutely. That's just one example of the knock-on effects, in addition to, you know, the fact that occupational therapy is designed to prevent people from falling in their homes, to help people get back home, to keep people at home who need mobility aids. And then people who are looking for the housing adaptation grants are actually in an impossible position because they're waiting for over a year in many instances to get that appointment for that necessary assessment, to get that grant, to make the modifications to their home to be able to stay there, or they have to pay upwards of €350 for a private OT appointment to be eligible for that grant. So it's absolutely scandalous.
Meanwhile, over 1,400 people in Donegal are on a waiting list for audiology treatment. Ireland's National Charity for Deaf and Hard of Hearing People, CHIME, is calling on the government to progress a national hearing care plan. Danielle McLaughlin, CHIME's Director of Advocacy, says in Donegal the proportion of population awaiting an appointment is high. She says delays in treating children has a serious knock-on effect.
One of our concerns is undiagnosed hearing loss amongst children, and that can really lead to significant challenges. It can delay their speech and language. They can experience learning difficulties in school. And then they can, as a result, also experience social isolation with their peers in school. Again, you know, looking at older people, we have adults who in the 70s, 80s, 90s even coming to CHIME for support with their hearing loss. And they're telling us there's delays up to two to even. We have a case of a lady telling us she has a 3-year waiting time for an appointment, for an audiology referral appointment, and this is again really a strong link to early onset dementia for older adults, and you know, and all of the other reduced the impact on their health and their reduced independence, and the impact it can have mentally as well with social isolation, and it can lead to depression. So there's a lot of long-term impacts that this can have. It really is preventable. And what we're calling for is the department to bring forward as soon as possible the National Hearing Care Plan that they have committed to, and the working group was set up last August. So we're now waiting to hear what the findings are and to bring in the plan as soon as possible.
A Donegal deputy has accused the Taoiseach of being disingenuous and attempting to mislead the public. Deputy Charles Ward said while Micheál Martin claims works are ongoing at 450 defective concrete block homes, the reality is that remediation works have been completed on just 69 properties since 2022. The defective concrete block bill amendment is expected to be published this spring. However, Deputy Charles Ward urged the Taoiseach to work together with those at the coalface of the crisis.
You're trying to mislead the public into thinking this scheme is working and many people have benefited from it. You couldn't be further from the truth. Your claim that 450 homes under construction, while at the same time failing to acknowledge that only 69 homes have been completed. There's a big difference between a commencement and a completion, Taoiseach. You cannot live in a commencement. You know this, Taoiseach, the scheme is not working. You have failed. I will ask you this question again, Taoiseach, and I hope there is a genuine answer. Will you work with me and the 100% Redress Party and the impacted homeowners to ensure the necessary changes are made? And I'm looking forward to a straight answer and dates.
I'm not in a position to give dates or timelines today, Deputy. And I think there's work in terms of the legislation. But it's suffice to say that a very comprehensive commitment has been given here by the last government, followed through by this government, that the NSAI is currently examining the situation in terms of the most up-to-date scientific advice in respect of all of this. And we will continue to work with stakeholders, with representative groups in pursuing this, but also getting the scheme going, but continuing it. I mean, there's 2,000 people at the moment engaging at different stages of the scheme. We just need to deliver as quickly and as timely as we possibly can. And that there is a significant grant. I mean, it's huge money at the moment that's been allocated. There's no point in saying otherwise.
An 18-year-old man has died in a crash in County Tyrone. The single car collision involving a black Peugeot happened in Dungannon on the Coal Island Road shortly before 11 o'clock last night. Police say they're investigating the circumstances of the crash and are asking anyone with information to contact them. A new watchdog for the gambling sector was launched today. Laws have also taken effect, including around free bets, as well as restrictions on advertising. Head of Addiction Services at St John of God's Hospital, Colin O'Gara, says there needs to be something done about a link between gambling and sport.
Unless the gambling legislation and regulator take that extremely seriously, you're going to have the status quo for many years, which means that you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people who continue to be harmed by the gambling product.
Donegal County Council has been allocated €4.27 million for Greenways and National Roads active travel infrastructure. It's the fourth highest figure in the country and part of a national allocation of €67 million, which has been announced today. Junior Sports Minister Charlie McConlogue says the ongoing expansion of Donegal's walking and cycling network is crucial in offering safe travel options to cyclists and pedestrians.
We're receiving the fourth highest allocation of any county in Ireland, with €4.27 million for greenways and national roads active travel infrastructure this year too. So, for example, there will be €500,000 going towards the Bridgend to Pancrana and Newton Cunningham, development of the greenway. Also then for the 3-3s to Carndonagh, the further work and development towards that, €300,000. And also, for example, a Letterkenny Urban active travel, over €1.5 million there. So this is something that's making a great impact in terms of outdoor activity and really making sure that the great beauty we have in our county can be opened up for the people to enjoy and be active at the same time. And this is a really another good step forward in terms of government investment into Donegal for greenways and active travel.
The hope is that eventually there'll be a greenway network in Donegal where you can walk from Carndonagh right through to Lifford, over to Letterkenny, up to Ballybofey, over to Burtonport, down toward Donegal Town through the Barnesmore Gap. I mean, do you envisage a situation where all these disparate greenways will eventually be effectively linked into one huge walkway that can rival greenways like the one in Mayo or the one in Waterford?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the vision, and we're making progress, significant progress, the last short number of years in relation to commencing that journey. And we're seeing the evidence of it on the ground now, whether it's at Muff to Three Trees or indeed Castlefin to Lifford and indeed other parts across the county as well. The more of this infrastructure we can put in place, the more it'll be used.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Dynamo range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. And Pobelskull Gidor have won the FAI Schools Junior Under-17 B Boys National Cup Final for a third year in a row. Today's final against Colin Piercy of Cork finished 1-1 after normal time. Brian McFadgen had Gidor one up heading into injury time in that game, but a late equaliser from Evan Pilo forced the game into extra time. Neither side scored in the added period, and it was the Donegal School who held their nerve to win a dramatic penalty shootout 10-9. Liverpool's bid for a seventh Champions League title resumes tonight as the Premier League leaders are in Paris for a first leg of their last 16 tie with PSG. Liverpool boss Arne Slot insists his side do not deserve to be called the best team in Europe until they have won the Champions League. He says they're a long way from being considered the finest on the continent.
I think the best team in Europe at the moment is still Real Madrid because they won this competition last season. And to say for us, someone else can say something different, but for us to say that, then you first have to win it before you can say this.
Cody Gakpo is an injury doubt for Liverpool this evening. The Dutch attacker has travelled with the team and his fitness is being assessed after he picked up a knock. Kick-off in France is at 8. At the same time, Bayern Munich take on Bayer Leverkusen and Benfica host Barcelona, while from 5:45, Feyenoord take on Inter Milan. Well, an independent appeal committee has rejected Derry City's appeal for wrongful dismissal following Carlotte Winchester's red card in the Candy Stripes SSE Airchester League Premier Division match against St Patrick's Athletic on Monday. In accordance with the FAI disciplinary regulations, Winchester will serve his two-match suspension. Derry City lost that game 2-0. Harry Maguire and Manuel Ugarte are injury doubts for Manchester United's Europa League last 16 first leg against Real Sociedad tomorrow. The pair missed training today after picking up minor knocks, but there was a boost for Ruben Amorim with midfielder Toby Collier back with the squad. Moving on to rugby, Mac Hansen says playing with Ireland will be one of his main priorities in the coming years. The Connacht winger signed a new two-year contract earlier this week with his province and the IRFU. Speaking ahead of this weekend's clash with France in the Six Nations, Hansen says he loves playing Test rugby.
I love coming up here. Like, this is over here is my new home, and playing in this team means more to me than almost anything in my life. So I just want to try and help out where I can. That's my thoughts on re-sign. I just want to be involved pretty much as I can, and yeah, help out.
Marcus Smith has been dropped to the bench in one of three changes by Steve Borthwick for England's Six Nations clash with Italy on Sunday. Elliot Daly will come in at fullback at Twickenham, with Fraser Dingwall replacing Henry Slade at centre. Former captain Jamie George will earn his 100th cap when he starts at hooker. In F1, Lewis Hamilton says he still has things to learn ahead of his Ferrari debut at Formula One's season-opening Grand Prix in Australia. The first race of the campaign is in Melbourne a week on Sunday, and Hamilton says it's been a whirlwind since his move from Mercedes.
I can't believe the race is already next week, so I already start to make my venture to Australia on Friday, so that's when it really starts to be, it will start to sink in a little bit as the weekend kind of arrives.
In Gaelic Games, 12 members of the Antrim Senior Hurling Panel are believed to have been struck down with a virus. It has been reported that could impact this Sunday's crucial Alliance National League clash with Laois. The Saffrons are a point above Laois in the relegation zone and may struggle to fulfil the fixture as the GAA's league regulations do not allow for postponements due to illness. And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen has been beaten 4-2 by Jimmy Robertson in the first round of the World Grand Prix in Hong Kong. That is all your sport for today. Back with more tomorrow morning during the 8:30 news. Back to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. I'm returning to some news. The idea that investing in the Northwest only benefits people in the region is fundamentally flawed. That's according to Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy, who says there's huge potential to transform the Northwest into a vibrant place to live, work and study on a cross-border basis. He says a Derry Letterkenny economic corridor has the power to transform not just the Northwest but the entire island. Mr. De Largy believes an all-Ireland approach is vital to realising the potential of the region.
Sinn Féin is committed to working on an all-Ireland basis to deliver for the North West. That means working in the Assembly and in councils, and it also means working in Dublin. Let's seize this opportunity to work together to build prosperity for the people of the North West and for our entire island. Gormaga.
Well, earlier, DUP Foyle MLA Gary Middleton hailed the announcement that £40 million announced for Derry and Coleraine has been cleared after an earlier pause. He believes that investment, along with other promised funding for the region, will be transformative.
This investment, on top of the City Deal money, the Inclusive Future Fund and indeed the executive money towards regional and addressing regional imbalance, represents over £300 million of investment into my constituency. It is crucial that the UK Government continue to demonstrate practical steps and commitment to growing the North West and in growing all parts of the United Kingdom.
Jimmy Stafford has been elected as the new president of Letterkenny Chamber. He takes over the role from Claire McDonough. It's a second term as president for the Bank of Ireland operations manager and Highland Radio presenter, who's been a member of the chamber since 2015. He says it's an honour to be elected once again. Mr. Stafford says efforts will continue to drive investment for Letterkenny.
Delighted to be elected by the board today at our annual AGM. And I suppose when I think back in 2020 when I was elected and lo and behold, we went to a lockdown, it was a very different year. So delighted to get a second run at it this year. And, you know, it's a great, great privileged opportunity. I'm excited, delighted and thrilled. And I'm somewhat nervous too because it's a busy year ahead. This is our 60th anniversary of the founding of the Chamber, Michaela. So look, it's Letterkenny is a growing town, as we know. It's expanding all the time. There's huge opportunities and there's huge challenges, and I think looking forward to working with the board into 2025 and lobbying will be a big thing for us, Michaela, along with growing our shop LK as well. So lots to do in the year ahead.
And there are many projects in the pipeline for Letterkenny, and indeed with the town being a key part of the North West City region, there's lots going on there, so it is an opportunistic time for Letterkenny.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think, Michaela, you know, one of the things is as a chamber we've done a lot more over the last few years and will continue is around the lobbying and around the allocation of resources to Letterkenny and the broader, wider Donegal as well, because you would have seen Tony and must credit to Claire, our previous president, where we spoke about that we needed more resources dedicated to Letterkenny and we need things to move a bit quicker. I think that's the key thing and the key discussion we've been having with a lot of our members and stakeholders as well. But I think we've got to look at the opportunities and that are here for Letterkenny to grow the Chamber, but to grow Letterkenny and as a result grow Donegal as well. So really, really lots to do, Michaela.
The former Austin's department store in Derry has been acquired by the Inner City Trust. It's part of a £1.2 million grant announced today by the North's Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons. The funding in the short term will go towards the purchase of the landmark building and restoration works. The aim is to eventually create an open and accessible space while protecting and preserving the listed building. For weather now, there will be outbreaks of rain and drizzle at first this evening with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, the jury in the trial of a former couple accused of murdering a man in Donegal has finished its second day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Alan Vial of Drumanu Killybegs and Nikita Burns of Carrick, Donegal deny murdering 66-year-old Robert Wilkin in June 2023. Searches are continuing for a missing Belfast man who was last seen in Letterkenny. 33-year-old Aaron McKinney was seen exiting a coach in the town at 11 o'clock on Sunday night. With 476 people in need of an appointment, occupational therapy waiting lists in Donegal have been described as scandalous. 66% of those patients have been waiting over a year. And an 18-year-old man has died in a crash in County Tyrone. The single car collision involving a black Peugeot happened in Dungannon on the Coal Island Road shortly before 11 o'clock last night. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, March the 5th. The death has occurred of Kathleen Holmes, Carr Nomadi, Spinogue, Burt, County Donegal. Kathleen will be reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 12 o'clock to 10 o'clock, wake for family and close friends only. Fiona leaving her late residence, Carr Nomadi, Spinogue, Burt, on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass and afterwards travelling to Leclan's Crematorium, Cavan, for 4 o'clock service. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Richard Dick Collins, 53 Laurel Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Main Street, Macroom, County Cork, reposing at his home tomorrow from 12 noon. Fiona leaving his home on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Gerry Donaghy in Bedford, England, formerly of Glack Carndonna. His remains will be reposing at the family home in Glack Carndonna from 12 noon tomorrow. Fiona from there on Friday morning at 10:20, going to the Sacred Heart Church Carndonna for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Gerry's funeral mass can be viewed live on Carndonna Parish, Derry Diocese, Ireland. The death has taken place of Cara Hannan, Listillion, Letterkenny. Cara's remains are reposing at the family home in Listillion until after the rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 1 o'clock until after the rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Olive Bustard, Tullybrook, Donegal Town, County Donegal, reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral service in Lahey Parish Church at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to Lahey Parish Church, care of any family member. Eyes private on the morning of the funeral, please. And the death has taken place of Mary McDade, Naheeny, Longlands Convoy, formerly of Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.